Welcome back, Michael Warren Thomas. It's the Grapevine at SaverLife.com, and Happy New Year. It is the second broadcast of 2021 for the wine show, and I'd hope to have results from the San Francisco Chronicle Wine Competition, but moved it back from its regular sort of first week of January timing, and the website still says tentative date of January 19th through January 22nd. So can't find anything more updated than that. It's the largest wine competition in North America. They get about 7,000 wines, which is a lot of wines. It's the wines of the United States, Mexico, and Canada that are eligible. And it was checking out some of the details for the wineries, and the deadline for sending wine is December 20th, and I expect they will probably find a way to go ahead with the competition because they've already got the wines, and wineries have paid the entry fees. They'll find a way to do the judging. I mean, they can have the judges 6 feet apart pretty easily. They could, have them all sort of in a circle but facing out. Obviously, they can't wear masks very easily if they're tasting, but certainly it's something that they can manage. The logistics of that many wines is pretty amazing. Some of the challenges may be in the washing of the glasses and some of the behind-the-scenes work to get the wines ready for the judges in terms of social distancing, etc. But I expect it will go ahead at some point. They could wait another month. That wouldn't make a big difference, but tentatively their website says January 19th through the 22nd. But I was looking up the entry fees and some of those details, and it's $105 to enter a wine in this competition, which is that's quite a bit of money if you are going to enter 10 wines. There's lots of wineries that make 10 wines. So I think probably most wineries, at least in the Finger Lakes, would not enter 10 wines. They might enter 3 or 5, perhaps, maybe not even that many. From the Finger Lakes International Wine Competition, the entry fees, I think, are about half of that. But the requirement is that wineries send in 3 bottles of each wine they're submitting. So that essentially raises the entry fee for the winery, because they have to ship it also. And so, in many cases, that's another $100 between the cost of the wine and the shipping. But the San Francisco competition says the official entry consists of 5 750-milliliter bottles. Now, I can understand why you would do 3 bottles, because the one might be corked and you want a backup. One might get broken, as they're trying to open it or serve it. So you have a second backup bottle. 3 bottles seemed like, plenty. 2 is probably enough, but I'll give them 3. But to have 5 bottles of each wine sent, I guess they're auctioning those off to raise money. I don't know what they're doing with 5 bottles of each of these wines, because I don't think they're opening one per judge. Although, I can't imagine what they're doing with 5 bottles of each wine when you have 7,000 entries. It seems like having more bottles of each wine is not actually an advantage. It's adds to a logistical nightmare. So that was odd that they would want 5 bottles of each wine. So someday when there isn't a pandemic, I've got to contact them and get more details on what they're doing. They do, actually, I take that back. There is a note here at the bottom of that section that says all unused wines for the competition will not be returned to the winery. All wines left over will be used for competition staffing and beneficiary purposes of the San Francisco Chronicle Wine Competition. So let's say they have 7,000 entries. They get five bottles of each of those entries. That's a lot of wine. The 35,000 bottles of wine, and they're going to open, you know, one of each, certainly. Two of very few of them, probably. So let's say they have four wines from each of those wineries that is that's left over. That's 28,000 bottles of wine. It's hard to have enough special events in which to use those. Now, they do have a public tasting. Usually, it's been canceled for 2021 because of the pandemic. So, you know, they probably go through a couple thousand bottles of wine for the public tasting. I don't know. Let's say they go through 10,000 bottles. That still leaves them 18,000 bottles of wine in their wine cellar for the San Francisco Chronicle. That's remarkable. But, you know, the wineries are entering. I wonder if those numbers have gone up. I know some, in terms of the amount of wine that they want shipped to the competition. I know several wineries have won this competition, the best white wine sweepstakes award. Dr. Frank Ancuca Spring Vineyards, I mentioned that last weekend. And so I got to check with them and see if they wanted five of each entry, you know, every year over the last decade. I don't know. It would be kind of interesting. Again, I'm not going to bother the San Francisco Chronicle people now during a pandemic, but this is a lot of money. There's also a $30 per brand administrative fee. So if you're just going to enter one wine, it's not $105, it's $135 plus shipping. And actually, they have a $80 registration for regular registration. The $105 is for late registration. So that's what they had up on their website because most recently it was late registration. So $80 to $100, $105 per wine entered. So if you know, do the math at, say, $100 per entry, that's $700,000 that they bring in for this competition. Certainly an expensive operation to run, to manage, but that's an extraordinary amount of money. And there are charitable wine competitions. Finger Lakes International Wine Competition is a charitable one for Camp Good Days and Special Times. The San Francisco Chronicle competition is not, I think. It's a commercial competition, and the largest one in North America. So this year will be a challenge for them, but I feel fairly confident they'll go ahead with the judging at some point this winter, although California is in the midst of a big surge right now. The judging itself could be done in multiple sites. They could do the red wines in a different building. There's lots of ways to break this up. So they won't be able to do the public tasting, but I'm virtually certain they'll end up doing the judging itself. So it's winejudging.com if you want to look up details on them, and you can check out past winners, many going quite a few years back. this past week has been a challenging one for just. The chaos in Washington, D.C., on top of the pandemic is beyond belief. Yesterday on the Finger Lakes show, I delved into a little bit into my response to the current situation and why I left the radio station back in June, partly because a listener had emailed me and said I had taken a hard left turn this year, which may or may not be the case, depending on your point of view. But if you want to check that out, it's there's not much about the Finger Lakes in yesterday's Finger Lakes show. It's more about this email and my feelings on the subject. It's basically it's time for people to speak up. So check that out if you want some more background. One of the listeners' points was that they see my shows as a way to escape the pandemic and escape the political chaos. I'd love to escape it too. I really would. And in general, I do on the shows, talking about New York State wines, what's happening now in the vineyards, etc. And I'll continue doing that. But I also may not just ignore what's happening in the wider world. So it's a beautiful time to drive around the region, visit the wineries in general. The wineries are not very busy. That's why they normally do things like chocolate and wine events, which is not going on this year, on Seneca Lake at least. They decided to cancel that. They had set up a smaller version of it, but decided to cancel it. And they are doing the Bargain Bash. That's a Seneca Lake Wine Trail event where different wineries have a variety of different special offers. And the Glenora was offering or is offering 21% off for 2021 off several wines and some of their accessories, things that are in their gift shop. And you can check out the participating wineries at SenecaWine.com. SenecaWine.com. But at least for the winter and the early spring, probably a lot of the larger events will be canceled if they haven't been already. And again, the reason they set up these events, many of them started a couple decades ago, was because there are very few visitors at the wineries during really November, December, January, February, March, even April. So even on weekends, you generally will find relatively few people visiting the wine trails. There are some wineries that shut down for short periods. Billsboro Winery on Seneca Lake shuts down for a week or two right now. So if you're going in search of a specific winery that you want to visit, I would check their hours and maybe even call them, see about setting up an appointment. There are tons of wineries that are open, and again, it's a beautiful drive. You may be able to catch the snow geese on Seneca Lake. I've yet to figure out who knows when the geese take off in the morning and when they land in the afternoon. They seem to overnight on Seneca Lake, which certainly keeps them safe from coyotes and things, because they're out in the middle of the lake. But it looks like an ice flow out there. You really, unless you have binoculars, you can't tell they're geese. It just, they're so close together that it's just a white mass, a big one, because they're perhaps tens of thousands in this flock of geese that overwinter on Seneca Lake. And one way to kind of tell the difference if you're seeing Canada geese or Canadian geese or the snow geese when they're flying, is that the Canadian geese, they will fly in a sign of a single V. The snow geese tend to fly in this long series of Vs that just kind of goes to the horizon, or you can't see them anymore, even though there appear to be more. So if you're driving around the lake, you may see them in a farmer's field, which still looks kind of fascinating because there are thousands of them, tens of thousands, perhaps. There was an article in Life in the Finger Lakes magazine a couple years ago about the snow geese. You might be able to find that online. But a fascinating phenomenon, and I just love looking out on them, often from Fox Run's deck. Which they have a bigger deck now. They added to that this summer, this fall. And it's a great view out to Seneca Lake. Glenora's also added a new deck. They're putting the metal roof on this week, and their furniture and things are supposed to arrive. So a number of wineries investing in improvements, increased outdoor spaces. Saw a note that Vice Vineyards, they've been posting progress on their new production facility, I think, that they're building. They just put the roof trusses up, and you can look them up on Facebook. Peter Weiss, W-E-I-S, he was the winemaker, one of the winemakers on the team at Dr. Constantine Frank, and for quite a few years, and then opened his own winery right next to Domaine Le Sueur on Keuka Lake. That's the east side of Keuka Lake. If you run into some new wineries, new places that you haven't heard about before or haven't visited, let me know. There are a number of new buildings that have gone up in the Finger Lakes that I drove by over various road trips in the past month, maybe twice actually, driving down to the through the Finger Lakes. And saw probably at least three buildings that are probably going to be wineries. They're under construction or nearly finished, and they're not big buildings, perhaps startup wineries. Maybe there's some other business. There's no sign on these. And I've got to do some research, check with some of the wineries near them to see what it is. But there will be some more wineries in 2021. I expect they're probably not in a hurry to open right now because there are so few people visiting the wineries, and they also have to deal with this pandemic. So if they can afford to, I would guess they'll wait and open this summer, perhaps. But there are some new buildings. Could be breweries. That's entirely possible also, or distilleries, but I'm guessing one of those types of businesses for these new buildings. Again, you send me a photo or let me know what you're tasting. I hope you had some sparkling wine from New York State for the new year. We had Dr. Frank Blanc de Blanc, and also just had the Fox Run sparkling wine, which also was spectacular. And there was an article, I think it was a New York Times review of sparkling wines, many of which were $40 or above. And the sparkling wines from the Finger Lakes tend to be in the $25 to $32 range. And they are delicious. Really fantastic. If you're looking for something less money than that, there are many forced carbonation or bubbles, kind of Prosecco style sparkling wines in the Finger Lakes, increasing number of those every year. And those are easier to make, They are therefore less expensive, and they're larger bubbles, forced carbonation. You end up with larger bubbles, and some are sweeter, so watch out for that if you're looking for a dry one. There are dry ones, but there also are quite a few that have some sweetness to them, so ask or check the back of the label. It might have the scale from the International Riesling Foundation. Even though they aren't Rieslings, some wineries are using those to tell their customers where that specific wine falls on the dry to sweet scale. So check that or ask the store, ask the winery. And but these Méthode Champenoise sparkling wines are just a great value, delicious, and got to go get some more from the various wineries. Also, there is a wine CSA that you can join, and you are shipped 3 bottles of wine. We got our December shipment was Dr. Frank Hilda Chardonnay, also the Blanc de Blanc sparkling wine, and Saperavi, which is another Eastern European grape like the Arcetzatelli that they also grow. And that was our CSA shipment. There was also a virtual tasting with Megan Frank and a bunch of other things that are the part of this CSA. So each month it features a different winery. November was Boundary Breaks. I think January is going to be Sheldrake Point, I think. So again, each month a different winery. And if you want details, be happy to send you the link. Or you can look up Wine CSA Finger Lakes, and you'll probably find it. So it's run by an organization out of Ithaca, and I think a great idea. You know, you get 3 wines from there are different wineries each month, and it probably will introduce you to some wineries that you are not familiar with. For whatever reason, maybe they're on a lake that you don't normally visit. Maybe you just never got around to stopping there and you don't realize how good their wines are. But it's a fun way to introduce yourself to some new wineries. And, you know, 3 bottles keeps the cost down. But also it gives you several different types of wine. So in this case, a red, a white, and a sparkling wine. Which is kind of a nice combination to explore what a winery can do. In the case of Boundary Breaks, we hadn't joined at that point, so I'm not sure what they shipped out. I think Boundary Breaks makes a red now. They've normally been only a Riesling winery, but I think they also make a red now. But if it's a winery that produces only Rieslings, you'll probably get 3 different Rieslings. You know, it'll be fun to see which wineries come up here each month in 2021. I think Boundary Breaks was the beginning of this operation, so that was the first winery part of the Wine CSA, and it'll continue this year. You can have the wines shipped to you, or you can pick them up in Ithaca. Maybe an excuse to go on a road trip down there and visit a couple wineries and pick them up. As always, wear a mask, social distancing. That's what's going to reduce the infection rate so that our area can reopen sooner rather than later. And that's going to be especially crucial for the restaurants. Takeout only model is not sustainable for restaurants, most restaurants, you can support them by doing takeout, but in the long run, or the short run, we've got to get back to being open for dining inside, and 25% is not a sustainable number, so we have to knock this infection rate down and get back to some form of reopening. If we wait for the vaccine, we will be reopening in the summer rather than sooner. So be extra careful and take extra precautions. So if not even so much for yourself, but for the greater community here in our area. We'll be back to next Saturday with Gardening for Love of Food, Discover the Finger Lakes. It's Michael Warren Thomas here. Have a wonderful day, and again, Happy New Year.